It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, Cheap Trick. That was Mandicello from February of 1977, dedicated to my gal Dee Dee. Rick Nielsen, born 22nd of December 1948, replaced Todd Rundgren in the Nas in 1969. He joined Tom Peterson, born May 9th of 1950, to create the band Fuse. They released a record in 1970. I met Rick Nielsen. He was autographing a handmade shirt of his five-neck guitar, and signed my record real quick, and I don't know, we had some exchange about his vast guitar collection. So when I met Tom Peterson, the inventor of the 12-string bass, I was asking him, isn't it hard to play that with all 12 strings? He goes, nah, you get used to it. You build up calluses, and he showed me his fingers. I was quite impressed. Coming up next, from September of 1977, You're All Talk, followed by Stiff Competition from May of 1978. Nielsen and Peterson found one Bun E. Carlos, born Brad Carlson, on the 12th of June in 1950 to play drums, followed by the lead singer Robin Zander, born the 23rd of January 1953. Happy birthday, Robin. I met those two guys. I met Bun E. Carlos downtown in Minneapolis. He was signing something for me, and I said, "Boy, you don't speak much, do you?" And he just smiled at me. And Robin I met in Omaha with Tom Peterson, and I said, "Robin, you did a Harry Nilsson song, Jump Into the Fire, on your solo album. I'm really curious why you picked that." And he goes, "Why did I pick a Nilsson song? Because I'm a huge Nilsson fan, that's why. Do you know where this bar is downtown in Old Town, Omaha?" I said, "No, sorry, dude, I don't drink." This show is dedicated to my grandma, Marjorie Ione, who passed away. When I was a kid, she was always listening to the radio. And I remember one Christmas, 78, she was in the kitchen making Christmas cookies, and I was in the living room sitting in her rocking chair listening to the radio. It was pretty cool. Rest in peace, Grandma. Coming up from October of 1978, Hello There Live, followed by The House Is Rockin' with Domestic Problems from September of 1979.
And now that made is a chance to be on.
This show is sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS. Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They carry vinyl records, cassette CDs, toys still in the package from long ago, Nintendo video games, and movies too. If you'd like to read more about Cheap Trick, you can check out my article on RosevillePatch.com. I have seen Cheap Trick at least a dozen times over the years in several different states. One of my all-time favorite bands. I'm holding my All Shook Up album, autographed by Robin Zander and Tom Peterson. In fact, this year, me and my buddy Zach are working on putting together a Cheap Trick tribute band called Trick Rick. And make sure you check out Kissing Time Alive, Friday the 16th of February at the Opinion Brewing Company in Newport, Minnesota. Be there or be square. Coming up next, from June of 1980, Day Tripper Live. And taking you out, Love Comes A-Tumbling Down, from October of 1980.
you want.